This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Want to apologize, I ate cold chicken for breakfast this morning. It was actually the chicken I bought a few days ago at Popeye's, because there was that sandwich everybody was talking about, the Popeye sandwich. It was better than Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. So I get in line for the sandwich, and people are like, pull it out of the drive-thru line. And I'm like, why would they do that? You know, they're getting a chicken sandwich. And then only they see a sign saying that Popeye's is out. And so I had to end up buying some other chicken, and I'm still eating the leftovers. Which, by the way, now I hear that Popeye's is canceling their chicken sandwich. I mean, they have great marketing, but it doesn't sound like good management. You don't have enough sandwiches, then you're canceling something when, you know, there's all this hype. That's probably one of the biggest marketing blunders I've ever seen. Biggest successes and the biggest blunders, but that's neither here nor there. What I want to talk about first and foremost is medical marijuana in schools. Apparently California, I think, has passed a bill through their assembly to allow, medical marijuana to be dispensed at their grade schools and middle schools and high schools. I was on KABC radio with John Phillips and Randy Wang today talking about that. And big love to Jillian. Hope you're doing okay, baby girl. And so we were talking about this, where, you know, our kids are going to try to claim they have glaucoma and, you know, get their weed. So really quickly, what's happening here, I got to tell you, man, this cold chicken is, I mean, do you see it? Okay, I got cold. I love cold chicken. Cold chicken's delicious. But back to this. So basically what's going on in California is you cannot use your marijuana or have marijuana product within 1,000 feet of school. So if a child has been prescribed medical marijuana, the parents have to go to the school, check the kid out of school, take them 1,000 feet away from a school, give them their marijuana, medical marijuana, whatever, and then bring them back to school. And if a child, let's say, is being dosed 3 times a day, that's a pain in the butt. So legislators said, well, okay, that's easy. Why don't we just allow, if it's medical marijuana, to be dispensed on school? All right, because some of these kids have seizure disorders. So when you put it that way, it sounds fine. We're like, okay, ain't no big, you know, ain't nothing but chicken wings. That's fine. All right, but then, you know, you have the other side going, okay, whoa. So you're telling me that if a child, right, and a parent decide that they want medical marijuana, and they get some doctor, and apparently John Phillips said that, you know, there's apparently a lot of ads out there with doctors with, like, big boobs. I mean, promoting medical marijuana. If I knew that, oh, my gosh, if I knew that boobs, right, could, you know, build up a practice overnight, I might have rethought my role in medicine. I had no idea that boobs played a part. But he said apparently, you know, there's these ads where people are being very promotional. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it not as very professional, but they're promoting their medical marijuana prescription services. So as a doctor, I'm thinking, okay, well, if somebody has Dravet syndrome, by the way, FDA has only approved medical marijuana for 2 rare seizure disorders. All right. In terms of everything else, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, etc., that's been very great. And so what's happened is, as states have legalized marijuana, the FDA really hasn't had to get involved too much with that. Like, fine, states legalize marijuana. If you're using it for whatever, we're out of it. But medical marijuana is apparently a lot easier to get. And we're not talking about the 25-year-old or the 35-year-old. We're talking about the 11-year-old child. Now, I'm of the belief that parents, right, you know what's best for their child. But I've seen some parents that are complete idiots. And so now you wonder if state or government needs to get involved at this level. All right? And the next debate that we haven't seen that's going to come next is if a parent is giving their kid marijuana, even if it's medical marijuana. By the way, medical marijuana doesn't just mean cannabis. It could have the THC. It could have the psychedelic component with it. The next debate that's going to come up is if a parent is giving their kid marijuana, and the kid doesn't have a seizure disorder, but they are self-treating another disorder, could that constitute a form of negligence or poor parenting or child abuse or whatever? So we've kind of opened up a can of worms. And listen, I voted to legalize marijuana. That's no surprise. That's no secret. I voted to legalize it because I wanted it studied. I was tired of people saying it's good for you or it's not good for you. And I'm like, let's legalize the stuff so we can figure it out. And let her please do what they need to do. Okay, they got enough stuff on their plate. They don't need to be sitting here making arrests over marijuana. But I wanted it legalized as long as we had the infrastructure in place, where, you know, we knew how to test somebody who was under the influence when driving. Or, you know, like this example, marijuana in schools. So if this bill passes in California, it's going to possibly start a precedence of you allowing edible, non-smoking, kids can't just smoke it at school, edible marijuana being dispensed either by parents or school nurses, right, at school. And I'm sure there's going to be a whole variety of other illnesses that kids are going to qualify for. Some parents may be using marijuana to curb a child's ADD or to curb a child's anxiety, menstrual cramps, migraines. So marijuana has anecdotally helped with a whole slew of things. But the jury isn't out on what about our kids. Now, what studies have been out there in terms of kids and pot use? Well, one study, I believe it came out in 2011, is it? That it caused the amygdala, I think, to enlarge. I have to double check that. Now, we all talked about amygdalas, right? Yeah, I got a pretty big amygdala. Amygdala is an emotional center. And there was another study that said there was prefrontal cortex shrinking. So we're actually seeing some, and I got to double check this whole amygdala thing. I'm just in love with the word amygdala that sometimes I forget to read the whole sentence. Anyway, it does something to the amygdala, okay? And amygdala kind of processes emotions. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The buffer's going on. What I'm saying is we know that marijuana can affect teens adversely. And so if it is there to maintain something that's FDA approved, I'm okay with it. But if we're talking about everybody saying, oh, yeah, my kid needs marijuana just to get through school, we've just opened up a whole can of worms. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Excuse me. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, after the landmark case of a $572 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson as it relates to the opioid epidemic, Purdue, who makes OxyContin, right, another big pharmaceutical company that got nailed for millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in these lawsuits, now is apparently negotiating a $10 to $12 billion opioid settlement with state and local governments because they have over 2,000 lawsuits that's coming their way. So the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, is owned by members of the Sackler family. So they're willing to pay $10 to $12 billion to settle more than 2,000 lawsuits brought about by state, local, and tribal governments. because they're claiming that their company is responsible for the nationwide opioid crisis. Now, many of you had wondered why Johnson & Johnson was involved if OxyContin was Purdue. Now, if you remember, fentanyl is a biggie, and a lot of people have been overdosing on fentanyl. And fentanyl is about 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. And fentanyl was made by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Janssen Pharmaceuticals is part of Johnson & Johnson. So it didn't have anything to do with the baby powder or the Johnson & Johnson shampoo, baby shampoo, which, by the way, we use. I buy Johnson & Johnson products all the time. I've trusted Johnson & Johnson ever since I was a baby. Johnson & Johnson, those products have been a part of you. And so when you heard that they were going to be sued for $17 billion and had to settle for $572 million, you're like, what did they do so bad? Well, it's one of their subsidiaries makes fentanyl. And so even though I believe less than 1% of the deaths in Kentucky were allegedly caused by fentanyl, they still had to pay up millions of dollars, even though now they're appealing it. So let's go back to OxyContin. OxyContin has been sued for decades, which is why these lawsuits have been kind of so easy to win and so just so easy to be, you know, accepted by the courts. I remember years ago, I told you guys this. This was very interesting. So there was a case with a patient where he was a patient of my partner's, and my partner had left to move to another state. My medical partner, business partner. And he had been taking care of this gentleman, but this gentleman had gone into the hospital for a cervical spine surgery. I think he needed a fusion. And he was in the hospital, allegedly, and left AMA against medical advice. And he was in pain, and my guess is they didn't give him enough pain medication, which is something we need to talk about. So he left. Now, he didn't tell me this. He was a new patient to me. And he comes in, and he wants a benzodiazepine, Xanax. And he also wants Valium. And he says, look, I use both. One is long-term, one is short-term. I use one at night, and I use the other during the day. Now, between you and me, Xanax makes a lot of people sleepy. You shouldn't be using any during the day. All right? But for some people, they could take Xanax during the day, and they use Valium to sleep at night. So he had a sleeping issue. Now, he wanted 90 pills of each. And I said, no, because that's too many. And we need to start getting you off your addiction. I'm going to give you some, you know, so you don't seize, because you could have a withdrawal seizure. I'll give you 30 pills of one of them, but I'm not going to give you 90 of both. I can't. Okay, I don't manage insomnia that way, and I think this could be dangerous. Well, he starts getting really, really mad, and I start to kind of get a little nervous. So I open the door, and I have him, you know, come out in the hallway, and I give him his prescription because I don't, you know, want to be in a room with an angry patient who just did not look stable. Now, his oxygen level was low, and I go, look, your oxygen is low. I don't like the way that looks. And he starts cussing. I said, just give me the prescription. Why aren't you giving them to me? Why aren't you giving me, you know, what I want? And I go, because if you die and the bottle that I write for you is right there on your nightstand, all right, your family's going to go after me. And I don't want you to die, and I don't want to be sued. So I'm going to give you enough medicine so you don't seize, but let me get you some help. No, and he cusses and he leaves. I go, but your oxygen is low. Let me take care of you. He doesn't want to be taken care of, so he leaves. So I write notes, and, you know, my nurse was there as a witness and, you know, signed, going, you know, look, he left. He wouldn't sign an AMA, you know, refused help. And it was a shame. And I really didn't want him getting into a car. So he leaves. And then later that night, apparently he goes to bed, and he dies. He dies. My bottle of the Xanax I gave him, yet with less pills, is on the nightstand. Family calls up and says that they want to give the records to their attorney because they are planning on suing everybody. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, here's my records. Go ahead. I'm really sorry he died. I wish we could have helped him. And apparently they couldn't sue me because they saw that I was, you know, trying to help him. So I didn't get sued. They found nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. But they did sue OxyContin. And I don't know how successful they were, but apparently he didn't reveal to us that he didn't die from the medicine that I gave him. He died because he was on OxyContin. And he took so many because he was in pain from his neck surgery and he had left the hospital too early that he wanted to get his OxyContin and he wanted to sleep. I mean, he wasn't a bad person. You know, I prayed for him. I mean, he wasn't a bad person. He just was in pain and he was addicted to a medication that I don't know where he got it from. So, unfortunately, he died. And the family went after OxyContin. I'm not exactly sure how much they won, but that was like years ago. That was like, you know, kind of early 2000s. And so OxyContin has been found to be a culprit in many of these, you know, overdose deaths. But the reason why people use OxyContin is because the Lortab or the Percocet, the hydrocodone or oxycodone, isn't working. So, you know, this gentleman had left the hospital because the nurse was ordered to give, you know, some Lortab every 4 hours. And one tablet of Lortab didn't cut it for him. Now, somebody could say, well, OxyContin made him addicted to the medicine. No, they didn't. He had chosen to take medication. He had a bad pain, you know, problem with his neck. And he probably got too used to the Lortab and Percocet such that he needed OxyContin. So my concern with that is if OxyContin is guilty, then are all the generic companies of Lortab and Percocet guilty? Because somebody could say they weren't strong enough. If they had been strong enough, people wouldn't have had to go to OxyContin. I mean, you could make any argument. But OxyContin is brand name, and you can't really sue generic, but you could sue brand name companies. So in a statement, the Stamford, Connecticut-based company Purdue said it prepared to defend itself but sees little good in years and wasteful litigation and appeals. Purdue believes a constructive global resolution is the best path forward, and the company is actively working with state attorney generals and other plaintiffs to achieve this outcome. So my guess is Purdue saw the writing on the wall. If Johnson & Johnson, and it's debated how much liability they had in the 300 people dying each year in Oklahoma over the past 19 years, and if they were going to be given that settlement, you know Purdue is really going to get spanked. Now, 400,000 people, according to Fox News, have died across the country from an opioid overdose since 2000. So it averages to about 22,000 a year. And it rose exponentially as you know, the years progressed. And, you know, some people aren't really discussing why. You know, well, doctors were getting sued in the early 2000s if they weren't maintaining pain. With Obamacare and the changes with the ACA, people who wanted surgery and wanted things to, you know, be done, steroid injections, et cetera, to help fix some of their issues, couldn't afford it. Their deductibles were too high. So, like, you know what, just give me a pain medication and I'll put it off. You also had a huge influx of pain management doctors that came into cities and opened up practices. And, you know, they had a market, they had a niche, and, you know, they helped create a whole new, you know, specialty and you know, economy in healthcare. So, and again, there was a need. People had chronic pain. So right now, a report by NBC News said that lawsuits allege Purdue Pharma aggressively marketed OxyContin as the opioid of choice for its low risk of triggering addictions. So if they actively told doctors that this had low risk of being addictive, I mean, doctors know better. Most doctors should not have believed that. My guess is, I mean, I never prescribed OxyContin, but if I did, it would be because somebody was in horrible pain. So the company may also file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and removing the Sackler family stake. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Dorian is expected to become a hurricane as it's approaching Puerto Rico. It'll strike there later today or tonight, and then it's got its sights set on the southeast U.S., particularly Florida. Meanwhile, the White House says that it's not a big deal that the president is now rerouting $150 million from FEMA's disaster relief fund to border security. Here's Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
This president has given billions of dollars to Puerto Rico, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, anywhere that's faced one of these damaging storms. He wants the American people to be back on their feet.
He was speaking on Fox News. Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia says he'll retire at the end of the year. He says in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease has been progressing. Isakson is 74 years old. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am super excited for our next guest. Many of you guys know him very well, and he is probably one of the most handsome Donald Trump impersonators I've ever met, but he is a film producer and host of the Messages with Pete Almond Show, by the way, and he also is dedicated to promoting global peace. One of my favorite people. Pete, thank you for joining us. How are you, man?
Dr. Dazio, great. I'm doing great.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us. So, man, what have you been up to?
Well, last Saturday I got an award with Alex Azen for the best documentary on global peace at the Golden Statuette International Film Festival.
Fantastic.
And that's promoting global peace. And we want to put that in the educational system. And I always tell people when I speak to groups of people, I say, look, we're in trying times. There's 8 countries with nukes, maybe more. And we cannot afford in our society to have violence anymore with these nukes. What we need to do is learn how to communicate with each other in a civil manner and learn how to diffuse our frustrations, our anger. Now, how do you do that? Well, very simply. Those of you listening, you know, exercise is probably the easiest thing to do for a person, and it helps diffuse your frustration. But if you don't want to exercise, you can always go on nature walks. You can always meditate. You can listen to classical music. And these are things that will help alleviate the frustration in your mind. And that's what we need to do in our society, especially if you're thinking about younger people, the next generation coming up. So my mission now, in addition to producing films and in addition to hosting this TV show, which is on OCN TV Network, which is a Christian network, my mission is to promote peace to the people I talk to. People can go to www.winds.org. www.winds.org. Now, while we're talking, I should mention to you that, you know, L.A. is probably the heaviest homeless situation in America, and, of course, San Francisco. And this has a lot to do with violence because these people, our country uses more medicated drugs than all countries combined, number one. That's already been proven through journals. And number two, just between you and me, there's over 50 million children that's on mind-altering drugs around the world. There's something wrong with that picture, and so changes need to be made.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Pete, you bring up a very interesting point. You know, I used to deliver babies, you know, in my training, and some of the moms who were on drugs, like cocaine, et cetera, they would then give birth to babies who then would have behavior disorders, and then the babies needed to be medicated. And then if these babies needed to be medicated and they later get pregnant, then their babies need to be medicated. And so you do bring up a point that a lot of people don't discuss, how, you know, we might be, you know, creating a new generation of children that are very medication dependent because their parents are on medication. And, you know, mind you, some people have mental illness and they need to be treated, but, you know, a lot of it does start with basic drugs.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's the ruination of our society. We're in a broken world. And I always say, if you don't have peace within yourself, then how can we have a harmonious society? Now, we've never achieved peace during the last 100 years, as you'll see in the documentary. However, now is the time to achieve peace. And as my friend Alex Azen's friend said, who's no longer with us, John Lennon, give peace a chance.
Of course.
Give peace a chance. So what I wanted to say about the homeless situation, there's mayors that got money allocated by Governor Newsom here in California and elsewhere. And nobody knows what they're doing with the money, and we really need to rehabilitate those people, give them showers, give them bathrooms in a tent city so that they can not have this bubonic plague and these other things, because when people are on the streets and there's no bathrooms, no showers, that's how the bubonic plague came to downtown LA and Skid Row.
Pete, you bring up a good point. One big debate that's going on in LA, and I know you also have a home in LA as well. One big debate they're having, though, is where do you put the tent cities? I think a lot of us are in agreement that we need to give them sanitation. We need to give them care. We need to give them a place to live. The problem is a lot lot of neighborhoods, I'm not sure, maybe you know more about what's going on in L.A., but a lot of neighborhoods don't want the tent city there because they say it's going to ruin property values. So how are they moving on that? Where are they thinking about putting these tent cities up?
Well, they were trying to retrofit buildings, but I don't see them really doing that. You put a tent city, there's plenty of property that's out of L.A., where people could be until they're rehabilitated to be put into retrofitted apartments. There's a lot of empty buildings in downtown L.A. Of course, some of them are property owners and they don't want to cooperate, but there's others that would cooperate. We are in a state of emergency in the United States, especially in Los Angeles, and the mayor doesn't want to admit it. The politicians don't want to admit it, but it is that way. You know, when I talk about peace, you know, obviously these people, they don't have peace within themselves because they're on drugs, which is a terrible thing, or they're mentally ill. And we need to create more awareness through social networking and use what New York's doing. New York's cleaning up their city and doing some great things. We can learn from that, you know. So all I want to say is that these people that are on drugs, the homeless and the people that are mentally ill, there's a big section of that 150,000. They never say 150,000, but in the state of California, they're not accurate, and they're saying more like 150,000, the largest homeless population in the United States.
We're talking to Pete Ullman, film producer and host of Messages with Pete Ullman TV show, as well as founder of the windsoffreedom.org. One last question in the last minute that we have. I love that you are trying to organize this, and I think you're going to be very, very successful in, you know, getting people to, shed light on the issue we have in terms of violence, et cetera. But, you know, people by nature, they're animals and they like violence. I mean, you know, if we do ever achieve world peace, how long do you actually expect it to last before somebody's animalistic instinct takes over and they just want to conquer or fight or kill or, you know, how long do you think world peace could realistically last?
Well, if people have God in their life and if they do some of the things that I've just mentioned to you, we could have peace. And we do realize that there are certain entities out there like Iran where they want to create, they want to ruin the United States and they want to go to heaven and have those all those ladies as virgins and whatnot because they're brainwashed. But the average person, when they have children and when they realize that what's happening, that they can do something. And I want to say something else too. Anyone out there that wants to join in our plight or has something, philanthropist, whatever, there's an email. You have a website, www.winds.org, and my website, celebritycene.com, but you can email me at celebrity, and then scene is S-C-E-N-E, celebritycenenewsdesk@gmail.com. CelebritySceneNewsDesk@gmail.com.
That's fantastic.
If you want to communicate with me, I just
thanks, Pete.
You know,
all right. No,
really
we're coming on a hard break, Pete. Thank you, man, so much. Can't wait to have you on again, and God bless you for everything you do. Take care. All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here's a quick update on Tropical Storm Dorian. Apparently, it is nearing the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Bahamas. Apparently, a slew of airlines and cruise ships, according to Fox News, have proactively released trip waivers and rerouted itineraries for routes that could be affected by the impending storm. Now, the National Hurricane Center said earlier today that Dorian was located about 85 miles southeast of St. Croix with a maximum winds of 60 miles per hour, which is a 10-mile-per-hour increase on Tuesday. It is moving northwest at about 13 miles an hour. They think it's going to hit San Juan, Puerto Rico, go up, possibly hit the Bahamas, and curve towards Florida, hitting possibly the Jacksonville area as a Category 2, possibly 3 hurricane. So American Airlines, Spirit, Frontier, Delta, Southwest have all issued waivers with unique stipulations for customers traveling to the Caribbean and Puerto Rico. I don't believe it includes Florida trips yet. So those traveling with American, Spirit, and Frontier have the option of rebooking canceled flights with fees fee changes waived. I know, you're like, well, is that like a, you know, I mean, if anybody charged you to change your flight because they canceled it, okay, that's wrong. So, I mean, that should be a done deal. That, yeah. Anyway, beyond that option, they say Delta customers heading to Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, or San Lucia are allowed to alternatively cancel the trip altogether and refund credited to a future flight. So you don't get the money back. It just, you get to just fly, you know, in the future. I hate that. They're like, oh, we'll give you a credit. Anyway, Southwest customers visiting Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos have to rebook a new trip within 14 days of their intended travel date. So you need to, it doesn't matter if you took off work and that's your trip, you need to turn around and fly within 2 weeks. Otherwise, you lose it. Cruise companies, Royal Caribbean, Disney, they've modified their intended routes for ships departing Florida's Port Canaveral. Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas, Harmony of the Seas, and Symphony of the Seas, as well as Disney's Fantasy Ship, are now going to reroute from an eastern to western Caribbean path to avoid Dorian's anticipated track. Oh, I know a lot of people who would love to, you know, be on a cruise ship and see a hurricane from afar. It's really not much to see. The sky is gray. It's not really much to see, you know. I mean, you know, we think there's going to be red and green and yellow and all sorts of colors like we see. No. So hurricane watches have been posted for the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Culebra. Storm warnings, of course, now from all over the British Islands, Dominican Republic, etc. Now, they still can't predict the path. You know, they are telling Florida to be prepared, but right now there's no, you know, discussion of evacuation or anything because we don't know if it's going to tilt or change or, you know, but the storm path looks like it might make a beeline to Florida or Georgia. And so we'll definitely keep you guys posted on that. And, you know, hurricane season goes from June 1, not the very active time of the hurricane season, but to November 30th. And so, you know, here we are, end of August, September. Yeah, that's going to be an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I hear they're going to be, you know, making a Titanic ship for tours. I mean, are they actually recreating a Titanic ship? I'm not really too sure what's going on with that, but I hear there's a lot of buzz that people will be able to be on a ship that, you know, will be a I guess they're going to recreate the Titanic. And so I don't think they're going to have the iceberg right ahead, but they're going to, make a ship that looks exactly like, the Titanic. It's going to be a Titanic 2. I think the passengers, the ticket would be anywhere between $350 and $900 for a crappy room, right? Like their you know, inside room. And let me see here. I believe they're planning it in 2022. This is going to be a replica of the unsinkable ship that sank in 1912. I thought it was 1914, but I guess it was 1912. Sorry. And as you know, it killed 1,500 people. And they are expecting a Titanic 2 to set sail 4 years from now. Now, the project has been long underway. Apparently, they were wanted to have this ready by 2018, and they didn't make it. And so they're going to have the same layout and interior as the first ship. And it's even going to take the same route. But they're going to make sure they avoid the icebergs. They're also going to have more lifeboats. Now, as you know, the original only had 20 lifeboats to accommodate 1,100 people. This new Titanic may carry up to 3,300 passengers and crews, and obviously more, you know, lifeboats. As the story went, the lifeboats on the original Titanic were taken off because it was unsightly looking. The lifeboats on the side of a ship didn't make it look sexy. So they took them off. Idiots. I don't know who made that decision. So what they're going to do is they're going to have 24 passengers set sail plus 900 crew members. And they will have the exact same menu items and have similar dining rooms. So this Titanic 2 is from Australian billionaire Clive Palmer. He's a real estate coal mining magnate that had, I guess, announced his plans in 2012, wanted it to be ready by 2016, then 2018. And Blue Star Lines chairman Palmer had told MSN that the ship will follow the original journey, carrying passengers from Southampton to New York, but will circumnavigate the globe, inspiring and enchanting people while attracting unrivaled attention, intrigue, and mystery. So basically, it's a great way to make money. You recreate a ship that, you know, a lot of people, they love to cruise. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, it was a horrible tragedy, and I don't think anybody should profit from that tragedy. But I got to be honest, because I love history, and I'm just, you know, fascinated with, you know, what happened by these things. If there was an opportunity to be on a cruise ship that looked like the Titanic, I would go on it. You know, in fact, one of the cruise ships I was on, the promenade deck had that wood look, you know, very similar to Titanic. And I just loved hanging out and exercising on that promenade deck. I just love the old feel, the 1920s look to it. And so it's a... it definitely piques my interest. So, it won't meet safety standards if it's exactly like the last one. Apparently it has to be wider. There also has to have first, second, and third class tickets for sale. And there's a lot of new evacuation procedures, so there's going to be different exits, things like that. There's going to be radar systems, digital navigation, satellite controls. It'll be a 21st century ship, but it'll have the decor and other things very similar to make you feel like what it was like on the Titanic. It also has to be longer. I think the first Titanic was only about 800 feet. It wasn't as big a ship as they have now. Now it's going to be 300 yards longer. It'll be 300 yards long, 57 yards high, 9 floors, 840 cabins, a swimming pool, Turkish baths, gyms, and other amenities. And, yeah, it's going to have that stairway. It's going to be... it's going to be amazing, you know. I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated by this, but it does. It's just kind of one of those bittersweet things where you're like, well, wait a second here. Are we, you know, are people capitalizing on the deaths of others, which I just don't, you know, tolerate. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Those of you with the tattoo, another study says the ink is leaking. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.